Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
Ha ha! Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to The Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Five Star Friday. I'm here with a great guest. I don't have him in studio, but I got him on the line. None other than four-star offensive lineman, Queen Creek, Arizona, Mr. Jackson McBride. Jax, what's good?
It's going pretty good, Coach.
How's everything, man?
It's going pretty good. I'm just at school right now.
No doubt, man. How's school going?
It's going pretty good. My just popping on some grades, getting everything taken care of.
Now, when I was in school, man, I wasn't that great. I was a little bit below average. How are your grades?
Well, I'm not going to lie. At one point, they were kind of slipping a little bit, but just these last couple of years, I picked everything back up.
No, that's a good thing, man. Remember, you know, school is the new cool, baby, so you got to get in there. You got to bust your tail. So, anyway, glad to have you on the Transparent Truth. I know you're a fan of the show, but glad to have you here on Five Star Friday. For those of you who don't know, Jackson McBride, one of the rising and one of the hottest offensive linemen here in the West, Queen Creek, Arizona, 6'7", 295 pounds, a terrific-looking prospect. And I got in here on the Transparent Truth. We're going to ask him a couple questions, get into some recruiting later on down the line. But, Jackson, tell us a little bit about you and kind of where you grew up and about your family.
Sounds good. So, like you said, I'm out here in the West, Queen Creek, Arizona, in the valley. My whole family's kind of a big fan. We all really love our football. You know how it is out here.
Yep.
So I got into the game really young. Started 6 years old and played every single year since.
Oh, nice. Now, do you have any older brothers and sisters that played?
I had an older brother that played through high school, which it was big inspiration for me. Kind of kept me on the track. Like I've got to finish through. I mean, he was a big inspiration to me to finish through football.
Okay, so you started off at 6 years old. Now, you're 6'7 and 290. Were you always the biggest kid on the field, kind of in youth ball?
No, actually. So earlier on, when I first started, I was actually a quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I switched to every year I just kind of progressively got bigger. So I started a quarterback, and then I ended up being fullback, the tight end, and then slowly got up into the line.
Okay, so you kind of run the gamut of on positions, and so you know how important each position is. Now, tell me about when you were a quarterback back in the day. Could you throw the pill? Could you toss the rock?
I could, yeah. Be honest, well, it was a younger team that I was quarterback on, so it was more of a we ran the ball a lot. But when I had to, I could definitely get the ball out of there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. So that's awesome. So tell me, were you always a football guy? I mean, did you love the sport at 6 years old, or did it have to grow on you as time went along?
No, I always loved the sport. My whole entire, not only just my direct family, but everyone in my extended family as well, they all love football. So I was introduced to it at a young age, and I don't think there was ever a time where I didn't. Really just love the game.
No question. So you played the skill position. You played some fullback, got the rock. I know you toted the pill a little bit, scored a couple touchdowns. You threw it as a quarterback, played some tight end. When did you make the move to offensive line? When did you know that, hey, I'm an offensive lineman and this is what I want?
I think it was my first year in junior high football, actually, was when I was moved to offensive lineman at right tackle.
Okay, first year of junior high. And what was that transition like for you? Was it difficult? Did you want it? Did you not want it? How did it feel?
At first I was a little disappointed, but it only took about 3 days of being with the linemen, being around those kids. Like the linemen have their own little special bond, I like to think about.
Yes.
And they definitely, it didn't take long before I knew that lineman was my favorite position on the team.
Okay, so in junior high ball, you made the switch to left tackle. Moving on to high school, talk to me a little bit about last season. Last season, you were a junior there in Queen Creek. And for those of you who don't know, Queen Creek is a booming area out in Arizona. But you were a junior offensive lineman. Was that your first year on varsity? And how did the season go for you personally and for your team generally, specifically?
So, definitely. So, like you said, I was on varsity. It was my first full year. The year before that, I got injured and I just had a few games. So this was my first full year. But as a team, we won state. So I mean, that's all you can say about that. We did pretty good as a team. And as like how I played too, I would say I played pretty well. It was definitely the first year that I really just kind of. I don't know how to explain it. Kind of like just played to play, I guess. I wasn't so focused on anything else. It was mainly just playing because I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed being around the people. I enjoyed the crowd that turned every Friday. And I knew that we were going to have a good chance to win the state, and we ended up doing that.
So the state championship had to feel good. And, you know, you get to the off season, and your recruiting hadn't taken off yet.
Yeah, so you not yet.
So you attended a few events this offseason. Tell us a little bit about both events, the big national combines that you attended, and tell us how you did.
Okay, definitely. So I attended the national combine, the one in
San
Texas,
Antonio.
In San Antonio, and that was epic. That was the first big camp I did. I went in a little nervous, not really knowing how everything went down, but I performed really well. There was definitely it was a jump in competition, I guess you could say, with some of the kids that were there.
Yeah,
that I wasn't used to playing some of those big Texas boys.
Right.
And so it was definitely an experience. But the World Combine, the one that I did in Florida, that's what definitely helped me out. It was I went in there. I had a little bit of a feel for it. Some of the same kids too. So I already knew a couple kids, knew how they were, and it was just a great experience. I went in there. It was great coaches, just a great environment. People who knew what they were doing and just loved the process. And after being listed as one of the top 10 offensive linemen there, everything just kind of blew up. I mean, I was having coaches call me right after that, and I would say that was one of the big helps.
Yeah, no question about it. So you went to San Antonio, was a little bit nervous, thought you performed well, but once you got down to Orlando at the World Bowl National Combine, felt a little bit more comfortable, some familiar faces, you made top 10 offensive line prospect at the camp and performer, and then your phone started blowing up off the hook. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, who's been in contact and who has offered you already.
Definitely. So, like you said, right after that combine, everything just blew up. Some of the schools that started calling me, we had everybody from BYU, Utah, U of A was a big one, Michigan, Oregon. Right after that, Oregon started calling.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few more that I can look at the list actually right now if you want me to.
No, that's all right. That's a good number. So those people have been in contact. Who has offered you so far?
Utah.
Uh-huh.
Utah, BYU, NAU. I have to check a couple of the other ones.
Okay. Okay. So a couple of Pac-12. You got a Pac-12 school. You got an independent in Utah. I know you're making some trips to some junior days. You got some visits coming up. Tell me a little bit about your schedule moving forward.
Definitely. So this next March is when it gets a little bit busy. I've got just all in March. I have Oregon, UCLA, USC, Michigan, U of A, Maryland, Syracuse, Ole Miss, Pitt, and Penn, all in March.
Wow. So you're going to make an East Coast swing. Sounds like you're going to make a little bit of a dirty South swing, and you're definitely going to hit the West Coast schools, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And when you go to these visits, these unofficial visits, these junior days, what are you looking for?
Like which school I'm looking, like what I look at for in the school?
Yeah, what are you looking for in the school?
Well, a big thing for me is it's how the players interact with each other. Because I've been to some of these like visits and some of these junior days, and you can definitely tell which schools have a more, like just have a closer group of kids.
Sure.
I look at that a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Talk to me a little bit about, I know you're really excited to go visit Oregon. Talk to me why you're so excited and why are they so intriguing for you?
Definitely. So my whole life, Oregon's kind of been one of those favorites of mine. I don't really know why they were, I mean, I never lived there and I don't have any family out there, but it was just kind of, I don't know if it was like the uniforms that I like just loved from a young age, but it's always just been one of my top schools. And the second they reached out, it was just unreal. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
No question about it. You know, Oregon, they're known right now for having a very physical offensive line. Of course, sophomore Penei Sewell, Outland Trophy winner this past football season. What do you think, or what other schools other than Oregon do you have kind of on your, if you had a wish list, let's say of five schools that you can go to anywhere in the country and sign a letter of intent. If you had a wish list and then Santa Claus was here, what schools would be on that list?
Definitely Oregon would be on that list. Okay. Oregon, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's a big one. Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ole Miss, definitely.
Okay.
And then
you got one more?
Probably Auburn. Yeah,
Auburn?
Probably Auburn.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what's so intriguing for you about Ole Miss in Auburn? I know, you know, you're a West Coast kid, grew up on the West. You like the West Coast schools. Of course, Michigan is out in the Big Ten. But what specifically about the SEC, Auburn and Ole Miss, has kind of piqued your interest?
Probably, I'd have to say, not only do I love the area, like how much football is just loved out there.
Yeah.
I'd have to say it's just a different level of playing, in my opinion. You've got, I mean, if you want to see the top level of college ball, you go SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's definitely interesting. It just kind of catches my interest.
Well, a lot of the top kids from the class of 2020 on the West Coast went out east or back to SEC country. Do you think that was their thought process when they were making the decision? The same thing that you're thinking?
Yeah, I think it's something that probably crossed everybody's minds, because you look at the schools in SEC and you definitely recognize them. They're definitely some of the bigger ones.
There's no question about it. So for those of those people who don't know about Jackson McBride, and can you describe yourself and your playing style to the audience?
I'd have to say I play aggressive. I mean, that's all there is to it. When there's someone in front of me and they think they can get past me, I have to prove it to them that they can't.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely proved that to us and to me down at the World Bowl National Combine. You did a great job again, a top 10 offensive line performer. And of course, since then, the phone has been blowing off the hook. A couple scholarship offers, a lot of visits set up for this upcoming March. You got a busy, busy schedule. Is there anything that you want to say about your hometown, about your team, your coaches, anybody you could shout out right now before we kind of wrap this interview up?
Yeah, for sure. About Queen Creek, there's definitely some talent out here. Sometimes it gets overlooked because it's just a little area, but there's some hidden talent out here. It's pretty impressive. And then someone I'd like to shout out is there's two people, actually. It's my trainer, Coach PJ. It's remarkable the stuff that he's done for me, just helped me get situated and helped me out with the process, you know?
Sure.
And then Coach Peterson, he was last year during football season, he was a big help when things would get rough or just when anything would happen. He was always there for me, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, coaches are some of the most important people in the world. I was once one, and I know the impact that they can have on young people, and it sounds like you're training your coaches or having an impact on you, so that's a fantastic thing. So shout out to those guys, Coach PJ and Coach Peterson, I think their names are, and we appreciate all the work that they're doing for you, Jackson, and for the Queen Creek community, because I know it extends beyond just kind of your personal engagement with them. So with all that said, big fella, I know you got to get back to your books. I don't want to keep you from your chemistry class, but I appreciate you joining the Transparent Truth. I look forward to getting you back on the show, tapping in with me kind of during the season, letting us know how your senior season is going, okay?
Definitely.
No question about it. State champion Jackson McBride out of Queen Creek, Arizona, here on the Transparent Truth. All right, we appreciate Jackson McBride for coming on the show, Five Star Friday, being our guest. And it was exciting to hear from him. He's a young guy who, again, came out to our national combine at the World Bowl, performed beautifully, had an unbelievable frame at 6'7", 290. And he has a very bright future, SEC country, Pac-12. He's going to end up going wherever he wants to. Once these coaches get in front of him, they see the type of frame he has, the type of length he has, his athletic ability at that tackle position. So again, thank you, Jackson, for coming on the show. We appreciate you. Without further ado, it's time to bring this baby to a close. But before we do that, we have to remind you that every day or every show, we have a sleeper of the week.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, tune in every Wednesday for our sleeper of the week segment. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really entrenched in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
And I'm back. Let's wrap this baby up. Thank you for joining me here on The Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.